4, HKX, mobile.
Take a break, N4 ZLK. Mobile.
Sometimes I wonder.
Talking to you.
To you too, and I'm not working this morning yet. I'm going to meet my son for breakfast.
Good, very nice. Hope you enjoy it. Then what you said, then you're going to be working later?
Not sure exactly what I'm going to be getting into, but I'm sure I'll find something to do.
This morning?
Not expecting you to come back to me this morning.
Friday nights, I go straight to what we call our smart hub. It's on the west side of Atlanta. There's three of us that go there, and I usually get the first one or two trailers that are ready because I started at 5:30. The other guys start at 9:30. So one of them beat me down there, and he's filling in for one of the regular guys, and he knows my route because he ran it when I was out 2 weeks ago. And they sent him a trailer, and instead of him sending it back or calling him and saying, this needs to go to Shane, he just took it and left. So I ended up sitting down there for 2 hours waiting on a trailer to be ready.
Nice of him, wouldn't it?
Just wanted to go home, but he's young. He should know better. Because if he was running this route, he would probably complain.
Say something, you're the bad guy. But
I called him and I said, did they send you a trailer? And he said, yep. And I said, I think that's normally mine. And he goes, well, they only sent me one, and he didn't offer. And I didn't push it this time because I didn't work last night or Thursday night. So I was like, well, if this happens again, I'm going to push it and let him know this is supposed to be my trailer.
Put those young pups in their place.
Drop something in the post office.
DZP, morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. KO4HX here.
Morning.
Doing good. This is Patrick on this end. I don't know if we spoke before. I missed your call.
This is Nathan, KO4 Zulu Zulu Papa. I've not been on the airwaves in a few years and just got a radio installed back in my truck.
I've had my license a little over 2 years now. I drive a tool route, or own a tool business, and I'm normally running it, but not today.
Patrick, I think I heard you're on your way to breakfast with your son. Sounds like a good time.
Yes, sir, and Shane, N4ZLK, is the other gentleman. He works for UPS, and he's just heading home. He's been working all night long.
The introduction. I was a little surprised to hear anybody on this early.
Good morning, Nathan. It's Shane here, N4ZLK. And I'm going to jump out again and put fuel in the car, so I'll be back in a few minutes. N4ZLK.
Usually through the week, there's a group of us on here 5:30 in the morning. Me and a couple other guys. So you're always welcome to join in. We're usually there pretty early.
I'm not usually on this early. I work from home during the week, so I don't get out and about much. But I'm on my way to go to a shooting range with some friends this morning, so I got up a little earlier than usual.
It's like a fun start to the day.
It should be a good time.
Outdoor shooting range or indoor?
Down to around between McCormick and Greenwood to Candy Branch Outdoor Rifle Range.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds like it'd be a good time there.
Total public range. I don't know of many public ranges that are nearby. I'm just north of Greenville, up around Greer, Lyman area normally. So, but I got a bunch of friends down in Greenwood. That's where I moved from. So I'm going to join them. That's a lot closer to them. And I don't know of many that are any closer than that for me.
KO4 HKX. Nathan, I don't know of any closer either. I know there's couple around there, but I don't live down there. I'm actually up in Brevard, North Carolina.
A really pretty area. I just recently got a Jeep and was riding around up in that area looking for places to go off-roading.
This is up here, but a lot of them will be gated certain times of the year, so you have to watch that.
I don't have my radio set up dialed quite in yet. I'm getting a lot of static. I might not have the range that I should be getting. But it was really good to meet you, Patrick. I'm going to probably jump out of here and grab some breakfast myself. I do not remember your call, but Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu Papa heading out.
And it's Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu Papa. That's your call, and mine is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. And it's very nice to meet you this morning, and always come back. KO4 HK 73.
Is that okay?
4 HK. I'm still here, Shane.
The price has come down. That still was an expensive 20 gallons.
Where'd you get fuel this morning?
Right there at Farr's Bridge in Whitehorse.
About 2 miles back down the road. I got it yesterday for $3.73, I believe it was.
Yeah, I always forget about it. I just drive by and head here. It was $3.89 here.
How they do that? I mean, those places ain't 5 miles apart, and you're that much cheaper. I just don't understand that.
He's on the way back down Whitehorse towards 85, and they're both cheaper than here.
I don't understand why that is, but fuel prices are all over the place. From right there around town, I mean, it's anywhere from almost 450, $4.99 still to that.
At least I'm not paying. I think it got up to, what, 519, 529 here at this corner at one point. At least it's not there still.
Okay, at least it's not there. It's coming down, so. But at what cost, really, is it coming down?
It's coming down in numbers, but it's still, the value of the dollar has also gone down, so anyway, whatever.
Really don't have any control over it, so there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
Good morning.
Please hear an Etowah called the Dutch Cupboard.
Okay, the Dutch Cupboard? Good.
Mennonite family owns it. It's actually pretty good.
I was thinking, it sounded like it might be good.
It's, one of the few up here that's this way still. Everything else has gone to chain stuff or the frou-frou stuff where they can't leave things alone.
Familiar with those as well. I know what you're talking about.
So did you have a good night other than having to sit down there for 2 hours and wait on a trailer?
Traffic was real heavy going down there, and closer to Atlanta, I've never seen this yet. There were several different times I'd come up on cars that were going 50, 55 miles an hour, sometimes two abreast, you know, in the lanes. I don't know what was going on. Usually the cars are flying by everybody else, but I had to keep slowing down and try to wait till I could, you know, change lanes or a lane would open up on the right because they were blocking all the lanes to the left, or except the ones that I'm not allowed in. It was just weird, but it went fine. It was nice and light traffic on the way back.
I'm glad you had an easy night that way anyway. Sorry you had to wait the extra 2 hours for a trailer, though.
They gave me two, and one of them was the one that they brought over from another building. And it was only 45% load, so I went and spotted a dolly in front of it. And then I sat in front of the other one that they were loading on the wall. And then it switched out in my board and said they were going to put that rear trailer in the one I had the dolly in front of. They were going to put that on the wall you break it open and add to it. So I had to call him and tell him, I can't wait on that. You gave me, you know, you gave the wrong verse on the trailer. I got to get back. I started at 5:30, so they ended up pulling that rear one off of me.
A mistake can cost me that kind of time, and I only have 14 hours a day that I can work. That's the price you pay.
All this is, this place, it's their, what they call the smart hub. There's a lot of everything sorted manually. I mean, not manually, computer. You know, got laser scanners that sort stuff. They've got these carts that run around without any drivers on them. And but the people they put in the office cannot remember how to dispatch. It's, you know, they just give you anything. You have to keep telling them. I could go up to Greensboro. It's an old hub. It's been there a long time. And the same guy works there, and he knows everybody. Doesn't matter where they're coming from. He knows what they get, what time they get there. And he never messes up. But the smart hub does all the time.
Because you're relying on a computer to do it instead of thinking for yourself. Goes back to what we were talking, I think you and I were talking the other day, where they're not teaching critical thinking skills anymore.
KN4 VWA. What are you two doing out of bed this early?
Not thinking properly. Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Steve, KO4HK.
I'm out at home. I think Patrick is headed to breakfast. What are you doing out?
I'm going to make a little quick run down to Marietta, Georgia with some friends of mine today. Going down there to a little show. There's five of us going down.
Where are you heading to, Steve?
Little plastic models you built when you were a kid. Having one of those down there. That's probably, 15,000 square foot of vendors and all kinds of stuff and supplies. And I'm going through my third childhood. For a whole van load of ding-dongs that went to high school together, we get together, go down there, and cut up and have a good time and try not to get arrested.
Those Lionel train stores in there now.
I doubled with you. Try it again.
I was just saying, I went down to Concord last week and walking around in the mall there. They've got one of the Lionel train stores in there.
Hobby I've got O-Gauge Railroad, and buddy, they've got a lot of my money.
That Transworld antenna you were talking about, that looks pretty cool.
Tell you what, that thing is smoother than greased owl's knot. That thing, my first contact with it was Staffordshire, England. And I started bopping all around the U.S. with it. I mean, it's good.
Reach out and rotate it by hand if you want to, right?
There's really no need to reach out and rotate it. It does great. So anyhow, well look guys, I pulled into the QT down here at Pelzer, and I'm meeting my guys, so I gotta jump and run. I just wanted to say hey this morning. Y'all take it easy. KN4VWA, clear.
73 Steve, stay safe out there.
It looks like the QT's getting a lot of business this morning. Have a good day. Enjoy that show. N4ZLK.
Got plans for the weekend?
Check my calendar. She might be awake by now.
That. And I'm sure she's up now. She's making a list for you.
We moved one of our daughters last week. And then this coming weekend, Connor and Gabrielle, that live up in Fletcher, they're moving down this way. So we're going to help them move next weekend. I think this weekend we're taking it easy. She's going over to Michaela's this morning to help her hang some pictures and maybe go out and do a little shopping with her. And I'm planning on sleeping. So that's my plan for today.
It'll be a good one because it's raining up here.
Down here, ran into a few sprinkles earlier, but I tell you what, those Bradford pears have really bloomed out in the last few days. Just, I didn't see them Tuesday when I went into work, but last night and this morning now, they're everywhere.
just worried about how long is that going to last. You know we're going to get another cold snap.
Probably won't be long enough. But I tell you what, those bass repairs are invasive trees. Everybody back in the 90s, they were using them for ornamental ornamental plantings and their, you know, long driveways and things like that, but they've turned into a nuisance.
I guess, I don't really know, but I know everybody's got them everywhere anymore.
They cross-pollinate with fruit-bearing pear trees, and they ruin the pear trees. And they also spread like crazy. All these little fields that have any open area, and if there's any around, they, next thing you know, they're growing, and they split really easily. They're really soft wood. So they're pretty for a little while, but they end up, any kind of big wind or storm coming through, they all split.
I know they're fall apart at nothing, but I didn't know they were cross-pollinating with the other fruit-bearing trees.
I've read several articles in the last few years from horticulturalists and things like that, and they're saying that it was a mistake, whoever brought them in. They thought they would be, you know, a nice ornamental tree, but it was a mistake.
Well, I guess we'll just have to live with it now, though. Figure out a way to get rid of them.
They're the kudzu of the trees, apparently.
Don't go that bad. I don't know down there, but kudzu up here, man, that stuff will flat outrun you.
That's down here as well. I think they say it'll grow 18 to 36 inches a day. The vines will grow that long.
That it could grow up to, I think, 36 inches a day. That's just amazing. But they brought it over here to feed cattle with. My son's pulling up, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, you have a rest of your trip safe and get you some rest. Hopefully you don't have to do too much today. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, say hello to your son. Have a good day. Enjoyed it. KO4HK, N4ZLK Mobile.